This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Leaders of the G20, that's the world's 20 biggest developed and developing economies, meet in the coming days in Hangzhou, China. A lot has changed since President Obama's first G20 summit in 2009, when world leaders agreed on emergency measures to stabilize the global financial system. As Mitchell Hartman reports from the Marketplace desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, nowadays such international coordination is tougher.
The G20 summit, held at the height of the financial crisis, was dramatic and effective, says Barry Bosworth at the Brookings Institution.
They came up with a huge stimulus package. They also reached an agreement to not engage in trade protectionist type measures.
These are still major and embattled priorities today, says Cornell professor Ishwar Prasad. He expects the G20 leaders to issue encouraging statements
about how important it is for each economy to promote growth, to remain open to trade.
But now that the acute financial crisis is over and central banks are running out of tools to stimulate growth,
these summits do not produce very specific deliverables.
Instead, the real action is likely to be in closed-door meetings that China, Russia, the U.S., and its allies hold on the sidelines about non-economic issues like Ukraine and territorial disputes in the South China Sea. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.